Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:59. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, December 13th. Dave Wilson is live with us in studio today. We'll take a look at articles of impeachment in the House.
New city buses. I'm Dave Wilson.
2019, a record year for the POW/MIA accounting agency. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A nice stretch of weather continues for us again today, but tonight, much colder air will move in with a chance of freezing rain and snow by the end of the weekend. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
A vote approving articles of impeachment in the House Judiciary Committee delayed until later this morning after a recess was taken late last night.
The House Judiciary Committee will gavel back into session around 10 a.m. today. It's about then we expect to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump. This vote was expected to take place last night. It was postponed after nearly 14 hours of heated debate between Democrats and Republicans on the committee. Lawmakers vigorously argued over whether the president abused his power and obstructed Congress's oversight authority. But the decision to delay the vote appears to have caught some lawmakers off guard. Today's vote is expected to be split on party lines, and it's possible, depending on what happens today, the full House could vote on impeachment next week.
Wichita is getting new state-of-the-art city buses. At a ceremony on Thursday morning, Wichita Transit unveiled the new battery electric zero-emission buses. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell says the new buses are not only kind to the city's budget, they're also kind to the planet.
As we look at ways to help our transit system be as robust as we can make it, we also want to be fiscally minded, and this addition will help us in the next crucial steps of revitalizing our transit system in Wichita.
Wichita is the first city in Kansas to feature the new electric buses. They'll begin operating on routes early next year.
A decisive outcome in Britain's general election. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a comfortable victory.
Good morning, everybody, my friends. Well, we did it!
Boris Johnson and supporters celebrating a big win here. With nearly all votes counted, his Conservative Party is set for a comfortable majority of seats in Parliament. The Prime Minister pledging to take Britain out of the EU.
This election means that getting Brexit done is now the irrefutable, irresistible, unarguable decision of the British people.
It's a disastrous result for the opposition left-wing Labour Party, its leader Jeremy Corbyn saying he'll resign, but not immediately. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
While investigating a drunk driving case on Kellogg downtown, a Wichita police car was hit by another suspected drunk driver. Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened after 3:30 a.m. Thursday as police were investigating a drunk driving case in the eastbound lanes of Kellogg just west of the downtown flyover.
Patrol vehicle emergency lights were activated as they were blocking the far right lane of the highway due to the accident investigation. A 2013 Silver Ford Focus driven by a 30-year-old female struck the rear corner of the patrol vehicle at approximately 60 miles per hour, causing it to spin.
The officer in the car received minor injuries.
This has been a record year for the Defense POW/MIA accounting agency, able to identify 218 sets of military remains. And that's the most since identification began and recovery efforts 4 years ago.
But they still have work to do, and for that, it needs funding. Every year since its creation, DPAA has increased the number of remains successfully recovered and identified, culminating in 2019 with 218 fallen service members. However, their 600-person team still has an estimated 39,000 sets of remains left to identify and recover. And for that, DPAA needs funding. In order to help them recover and identify more remains, they have partnered with groups like History Flight. In 2019, such partnerships cut DPAA's budget by $32 million. Officials have pledged that they will not waver in their commitment to bring our missing heroes, their families, and comrades in arms and the American people the answers they deserve. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Republican legislators are headed toward another confrontation over tax cuts. The GOP isn't giving up on reducing income taxes, and Kelly has other priorities. Top GOP lawmakers plan to push next year for cuts for individuals and businesses that are paying more in state income taxes because of changes in federal tax laws in 2017. Kelly vetoed two bills to do that earlier this year. Kelly is wary of reducing income taxes even after a more optimistic state fiscal forecast last month. A tax study council she appointed is focused on sales and property tax cuts.
We'll tell you about a real-life Grinch in Florida and that art is sublime. Or is it just a lime? Well, we'll find out. KNSS News Time is 8:05.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Well, it just may look like Christmas by the time Sunday gets here. We'll find out if the snow materializes. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning. A man caught stealing deliveries from Amazon in Florida. Well, it turns out it was the Amazon driver.
Police near Tampa were trying to find out who stole nearly $900 worth of stuff intended to be delivered to people from Amazon. Unlike the now infamous porch pirate scenario, the items never seemed to get delivered, and Amazon's records showed them as missing. That's when police discovered Amazon driver Ozken Rodriguez Okur Jr. was allegedly pocketing the items from the truck. That included one of those internet-connecting security cameras and $250 in gift cards that Okur is now accused of using on his own Amazon account. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Everyone's getting into the act. More food as art. This time in Michigan.
Fast on the heels of a banana duct taped to the wall as art, a piece that sold for $120,000, and then a chicken sandwich likewise duct taped, a promotion for a fast food chicken restaurant chain, comes this. At the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn, Michigan, they've duct taped a shawarma sandwich to a wall. The museum bought the sandwich from a nearby Arabic restaurant. The cook apparently didn't realize it was about to become a work of art. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All right, 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And traffic right now out in the Wichita area, we do have a stalled out vehicle. This is a potential traffic hazard, so watch out. Northbound I-135, it's up around 37th Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast. You're heading into the weekend. A lot of interesting developments might be on the way. Meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We had some clouds across south central Kansas early on, and with some clearing today, our high temperature should reach 58. A few folks could get to 60. Partly cloudy and 30 tonight as a cold front moves through. Then sunny tomorrow with a high just 40. Our next storm system is going to be moving in on Sunday with a chance of freezing rain and snow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly cloudy sky. It is 34 degrees as we head into what could be an interesting weather weekend. It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we're just a few minutes away from our live weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, it turns out a hungry predator, not to blame for one man's demise.
It looked like a simple case. His partially eaten body was found dangling from an alligator's mouth in a Florida canal in June. But after the 11-foot, 449-pound animal was trapped and killed, officials ordered an autopsy. Results released Wednesday find that the Polk County resident died not from drowning or a gator attack, but of a methamphetamine overdose. The floating corpse became a quick, easy meal for an unfortunate gator that happened upon it. The 45-year-old man was arrested 10 days prior to his death on burglary and grand theft auto charges. He was freed on $6,000 bail. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
One mother in Florida found some Christmas cheer. Well, now it's all pretty much gone viral.
Mary Catherine Backstrom of Fort Myers, Florida, taking to Facebook to make light of an embarrassing encounter in a Wawa parking lot. After buying another customer's ginger ale, she was overjoyed to see a man cleaning her windshield, assuming he, too, was doing a good deed in celebration of the season of giving.
So I walk up to this man and I am like, this is my favorite part of humanity. I love Christmas so much. Thank you for doing this. And I give him a hug.
Turns out,
it wasn't my car.
The clip viewed over 58 million times. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay.
58 million. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
All right. It's 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, this is a big day. Here at KNSS, and for Taco Bell, we're giving away free Christmas cash. We've got Steve and Ted both going out to separate locations today. Now, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell drive-thru during the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon at 21st and Ridge in northwest Wichita, and one lucky drive-thru customer is going to get $98 in free Christmas cash. Will you be the lucky one? Well, drive through and see. You can win some great Christmas cash from Taco Bell and KNSS. Once again, 5 o'clock hour this afternoon. I'll be out at the Taco Bell at 21st and Ridge. And one lucky drive through customer gets that $98. Now, Steve McIntosh is going to be at the Taco Bell here on the east side at Central and Edgemore during the noon hour today, doing the exact same thing, giving away $98 in free Christmas cash to a drive through customer. So hit the drive-thru lane at Taco Bell during the noon hour today at Central and Edgemore, and maybe you'll get some cash. Or hit the drive-thru at 21st and Ridge at the Taco Bell during the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon, and maybe I will hand you some Christmas cash.
$98 can make the holidays a little more merry, Ted.
I could use the $98.
Yeah.
But it's all for a special drive-thru customer, so we'll see how that goes. That's always a lot of fun, and we'll get after that today. So make your plans accordingly. It is 8:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS as we delve into this weekend. Boy, we've been talking about the weather forecast. We might see snow on Sunday, or 50-50 chance for freezing rain, snow. So we'll see what happens with that. A North Carolina woman pretended she had been kidnapped. Why did she do that? Well, so she could take advantage of a Good Samaritan and then steal that person's car.
Oh,
that's not good.
No.
She's accused of going up to a house, telling the occupant she had just escaped an attempted kidnapping by a stranger. Well, of course, the man let the woman sit in his truck to warm up. He went and called 911.
Oh, no.
She took the truck and drove off. She was spotted by deputies who were coming to the location to respond to the 911 call.
Right.
She was arrested on several charges after a high-speed chase in the dude's truck.
So they got the truck back. And
got the truck back.
She's in custody.
And she's an idiot. Yeah, they arrested her.
Unbelievable.
Come on now.
What's wrong with people?
Come on. So, well, she's trying to do something stupid, and she got caught.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Crime doesn't pay, Ted.
There you go. That goes without saying. But we said it. All right. A man in Maine is using a dating ad. He's trying to find a match for his mourning duckling. Mourning in the grieving sense, actually. One of the guy's ducks, Yellow Duck, lost its mate to a hungry bobcat a couple of weeks ago in his yard. Well, he drew up a singles ad for Yellow Duck and placed it on community bulletin board at a local co-op. Well, farm owner might just have the duck to mend Yellow Duck's broken heart. They are now arranging a meeting of the ducks on Sunday.
Nice. That's a feel-good story right there, Ted.
Duck, and of course, ducks are one of the animals that mate for life. So
this
is a real deal. So, yeah, there you lose your mate gets eaten by a bobcat, and they're trying to set him up with some love there.
A little matchmaking going on.
Some duck love. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time for our weekly Friday visit with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. KC hosting the Denver Broncos, the division champ Chiefs, by the way, hosting the Broncos Sunday at noon at Arrowhead Stadium. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore, man. Don't you hate it when your mate gets eaten by a bobcat? Man, that's rough. But yes, and speaking of mates, you know, Greg Reno at American Ag Credit fired up for this Broncos-Chiefs game with the Chiefs with the back-to-back-to-back-to-back AFC West champions. So fired up, he's watching his wife do chores again this morning. So that's the way he celebrates little life's little victories.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
Shut it down, man.
Hey, if you can celebrate a division championship like that, it's all good because the Chiefs are in good shape, and now they have this playoff spot. Now they just want to enhance that spot as we go through the final few weeks of the season and keep everyone healthy, too.
I say it almost weekly to you. That's the first box to check. There's no parades for winning a division. No, not going to stand at a Union Station. We're not going to go down Kellogg and have a giant celebration. But you have to check the first box to ensure at least one home playoff game and not to be a wild card. We know what that means, to try to work your way through the playoffs. So win the division first and push on, and we push on to the Broncos.
Yeah, a team that you have beaten 8 times in a row. Although Denver got off to a pretty rough start this year, but they're coming off back-to-back wins.
Well, they're resurgent. That's one of the big stories of this game, if not the biggest story, is the fact that Drew Locke, the Lee Summit, Missouri native, grew up, 15 minutes from Arrowhead Stadium, spent most of his life at Arrowhead Stadium. His dad played for Andy Reid as an offensive lineman at the University of Missouri. Then Drew went on to Mizzou and became this hero quarterback. Well, now he's coming back as the hometown hero, but he's playing for the Broncos. So there's this confliction really throughout the Chiefs kingdom, at least in Kansas City. The rest of the kingdom doesn't care about Drew Locke, but Kansas City does. This is a hometown high school hero playing against the Chiefs. Kind of a weird scenario.
Well, and a guy that kind of just emerged on the Broncos scene just the last month or so.
He has transformed them.
Yeah.
It's like giving these guys, plugging them into Clark Griswold's Christmas lights. Is what this looks like, because that place was dark, and now Julia Louise Dreyfus has got ladders through her window and all kinds of stuff. So love Clark Griswold, but what he's done is transformed Drew Locke has transformed the Broncos. Third down, they were awful this year, 30th in the league until Drew Locke started to play. Now they're 12 of 23. Red zone, they were near the bottom of the league. The Broncos. Drew Locke inserted in the lineup, 5 touchdowns and 7 red zone trips. Impressive. But it's also kind of got their defense going. This is still a defense with Von Miller and Chris Harris Jr. left from the Super Bowl 50 title team. Well, they've had 5 takeaways in 2 weeks. They had 10 takeaways in 11 weeks prior to Drew Locke. So this is on, boys. This is for real on Sunday.
Of course, the Chiefs dominated Denver a couple months ago out in Colorado. This is the rematch in Arrowhead. How are the Chiefs health-wise?
Not bad, considering. Well, I mean, I say not bad, relating it to the rest of the year. That's been the underrated story of this team nationally, is that they've navigated all these tough injuries to starters, and they're still 9-4 in division champs with 3 weeks to go. But Frank Clark has got a stomach ailment. Yeah. Thought maybe it was a virus. Now they're he's done additional tests, and is there something else going on? He could be out of this game. Breshad Breeland, hamstring injury, cornerback, dime corner, rookie's done a good job. Mo Claiborne could miss this game. But for the most part, most of the principal pieces will be out on the field.
And this is one of those great old AFC rivalries, the 120th meeting of the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Real streaky. I just did a video piece. We'll put it online Sunday morning when I've got a spatula flipping a football. And I go, it's hard to flip a series between rivals. It's real hard to flip a football in a spatula. Go try that after the show's over. But I thought it was a good idea. But it's been streaky. The Chiefs just dominated the Broncos back in the old AFL days. 11 straight wins at one point. 14 out of 15, the Broncos had those hideous brown and yellow horizontal socks. Yeah. It was brutal. But then the Broncos got it going. Orange Crush turned it around in the late 70s. Then Elway showed up. That changed everybody's life in this rivalry. Then Peyton Manning shows up and wins 7 straight in the Super Bowl. But now the Chiefs have won 8 straight, headed for 9 if they can beat the hometown returning high school hero.
Chiefs Broncos noon kickoff on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. And of course, you can listen to it all live with Mitch Holtis and the broadcast crew right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch, I must ask you, how does this matchup on Sunday between the Broncos and the Chiefs somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs update?
Eddie Plapa. And you, Ted, is it Dave that's there with you?
Dave Wilson is with us. Yeah.
Dave Wilson, D-Dub, you just take the your hand and slap it against the forehead, and guy didn't know this was so obvious. You know, Drew Locke's returning home, the returning high school hero, the Mizzou hero. September 25th, 1976, I know, is on your brain this morning. Is it not, Ted?
Of course.
September 25th, 1976. Jim Wright's Gold Fever Shockers are getting ready for the same scenario the Chiefs had this having this week. Why? They're getting ready to play the Colorado State Rams. Mike and Mark Bell, twin brothers, played for the Bishop Carroll and were phenomenal. Two of the best high school athletes ever to come out of the city of Wichita, which we know Barry Sanders, Curtis McClinton, great history. Mike and Mark Bell tear it up. They don't know where they're going to go to school. All the Big Eight schools are coming after him. Of course, Jim Wright wants him, and Wichita State wants him. The Bell's folks, parents, basically said, we're going to shut the door. You guys will decide, although all the while I think the Bells were hoping for Wichita State. But Mike and Mark came out of the room after being shut in their room and said, we're going to Colorado State. Well, guess what? Wichita State and Jim Wright had to go play Colorado State and the hometown heroes on September the 25th, 1976. Now, I hope it goes better for the Chiefs on Sunday because the Rams, with the Bell brothers, took care of the Shocks 23-6 in the game in Fort Collins. Now, we know, because in Mark's case, or Mike's case, he came on to be the second overall pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
By the Kansas City Chiefs. And now his son, Blake, is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he'll play against the Broncos on Sunday. But anyway, you can't have favorite sons come back and play your hometown team if you don't even have a team. So bring it back, Ted. Bring it back.
Chiefs and the Donkeys, have a great call on Sunday, Mitch. We appreciate your time.
All right. Don't you hate it when those hometown kids have to come back and play against your hometown team?
Ah, I know. All right, have a great call. Thank you, Mitch. Hey.
Thank you, Theodore.
That is our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis on Friday mornings, brought to you by Farha Roofing and American Ag Credit. Keep it here for traffic and weather and comparing attorneys generals. I butchered that. That wasn't correct. We'll get to that. I put the S on the wrong word. Comparing attorney generals.
There you go.
Or maybe it's the other way around. I'll let Sean Hannity figure it out. Coming up, 98.7 and
1330
KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.